swear to God, I think this is a week of psyops. So here's another one I just found. This is from Toronto. It happened yesterday. 16-year-old son killed in an unprovoked Toronto subway attack. Seems like there's a lot of these unprovoked subway attacks. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I think they want to increase the security, right, of these subway stations. So eventually we're going to have to show ID passes, like, you know, it's probably an ID pass or some sort of pass, right? But the biggest giveaway to the PSYOP is the parents. This woman here, the supposed mother, shows no tears, shows no emotions, right? And she's trying to, instead of, you know, display emotions, she struggles to tell her lines, right? The scripted lines. So let's just watch a bit of this. It's only 2 minutes, so I'll watch the whole thing.
It's about schoolwork, math in particularly. He wanted to go on to university and study astrophysics.
Andrea and Antonio Magillas beam with pride when they talk about their eldest son, Gabriel, a 16-year-old student at Etobicoke College.
First of all, I think it looks like a Photoshop image. Look at this. It looks like a Photoshop image. It doesn't even look like the same environment, right? It doesn't make any sense to me, this thing. Like, let's keep going.
Collegiate, who loved to study and snowboard every Saturday with his parents and younger brother in Collingwood. But this week, Gabriel asked if they could stay home.
I said, fine, you want to stay? You want to go hang out with...
See, look at her. There's no emotions, right? Your son has been destroyed. I mean, killed. And you're just talking like you're talking a normal conversation, right?
With your friends, you go. So he went to Eaton Center with his friends, took the subway.
Gabriel's father heard about a stabbing at Keele Station, but didn't think it was their boy, despite the fact Gabriel was late.
Then my husband read on the news that a man...
Just listen to her tone of voice. Your son has been slain, you know, your love of your life has been gone, and you show no emotions. You're talking as if you're reading off a script, right?
Had been stabbed. And he at Keele Station. I knew Keele was the station where Gabriel was going.
Yeah, see, she's struggling to hold her line. I mean, remember her lines, right? That's the biggest giveaway. No tears. Trying to struggle to remember her lines. These crisis actors.
Going to and coming from. But I didn't think anything of it because he's a kid. He's not a man.
Never could believe that could be our son. But
look at this guy. Even him, no emotions. Clearly no emotions. He's just like talking as a normal conversation.
Then after that, she couldn't sleep anymore and started to freak out.
Andrea says she repeatedly tried to reach her son with no luck.
So I'm just looking at my phone and I'm calling him. He doesn't pick up. I'm texting him. He doesn't reply.
A neonatal ICU nurse at Mount Sinai, Andrea was due to go to work for a 6 a.m. shift Sunday.
Where's the tears? Not one tear yet, folks. Not one new tear yet.
Unable to sleep, there was finally a knock at the door.
When I saw the two policemen there, I just...
Okay, I'm going to blow this up. Look for the tears, folks. Look for the tears.
I threw myself here on the floor, and I just looked at her. I was like, tell me, I know what happened. Just say it.
Police told her Gabriel was dead. She learned a stranger approached her son and his friend and stabbed Gabriel in a completely unprovoked attack.
Like, he looked at Gabriel, he focused on him, and then he just went straight to...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. She is talking about the event that just happened that killed her son. How did she know that? She wasn't there. Right? Am I wrong on this? Let's go back to this again. Let's go back to the part where she's...
I'm texting him. He doesn't reply.
A neonatal ICU nurse at Mount Sinai, Andrea was due to go to work for a 6 a.m. shift Sunday. Unable to sleep, there was finally a knock at the door.
When I saw the two policemen there, I just threw myself here on the floor.
I threw myself on the floor. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
I just looked at her. I was like, tell me. I know what happened. Just say it.
Please.
That was maybe the worst crisis acting of the last 10 years. That was the worst, maybe.
Told her Gabriel was dead. She learned a stranger approached her son and his friend and stabbed Gabriel in a completely unprovoked attack.
Like, he looked at Gabriel, he focused...
Okay, so how does she know about Gabriel? I don't know, the event. She wasn't there, so she's reenacting it? Let me just go back again.
Attack.
Like, he looked at Gabriel, he focused on him, and then he just went straight to him. I asked if he had the chance to fight back, but I was told he had no chance to defend himself. This guy just came with a knife.
22.
That didn't make any sense to me. That part, maybe you guys can look into that. I don't know. That didn't make any sense, that whole thing right there.
22-year-old Jordan O'Brien Tobin of no fixed address was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. The family believes the suspect must have been struggling with mental health based on the nature of the attack.
I used to feel safe in the city.
Look at this. Now she's back to normal talking. Back to normal talking.
But now I don't. I don't blame that one person. I think he needs help.
Gabriel's murder comes after a spate of violence on the TTC, including the fatal stabbing of 31-year-old Vanessa Kirpuska.
That's another hoax. Okay, I'm going to stop it there. So this calls for action after teen killed on TTC. The same story.
There is renewed outrage in the city after another unspeakable act of violence on the TTC. A 16-year-old boy was killed in what police are calling an unprovoked attack. A memorial is growing here at Kiel Station. People have...
These are crisis actors. Why are these people holding each other, right? It's all crisis actors, folks. And sadly, it's getting worse here in Toronto. This psyops are getting worse and worse.
Been stopping by all day. Emotions are running high as advocates once again call for a safe and reliable transit.
Okay, when they say safe and reliable, that means more security, more tyranny, basically. That's what's happening.
Transit system. Flowers and stuffed toys are placed at the entrance of Kiel Station to remember 16-year-old Gabrielle Magalhaes. On Saturday, just before 9 p.m., he was stabbed to death in a random attack. A 22-year-old man of no fixed address has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder.
I have two young children, so my heart is absolutely breaks for this mother.
The deputy mayor visibly shaken at City Hall today at the loss of a child. This is the latest in a string of high-profile, seemingly random attacks on the TTC.
Oh yeah, random attacks. All hoaxes, folks. All hoaxes.
TTC, and the fourth killing on or near TTC property in less than a year.
Absolutely. The randomness is really what scares people. It scares me. I mean, let's be honest about that. The challenge is that there's no one solution.
And there we go, folks. Militarize the whole city, right? That's the whole end game, folks. Militarize the whole city.